This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for April 13th. I'm Paul Plack. There's been no official reaction from Lycoming to last week's $89 million award of damages by a Philadelphia jury in the case of a Piper crash in 1999. The FAA has proposed to assess a $380,000 civil penalty against Frontier Airlines for operating several aircraft on about 900 flights with incorrect emergency placards. New York Senator Charles Schumer says free carry-ons on Spirit Airlines is a right, and he'll propose a law that says so. Visitors to Lakeland, Florida this week will again arrive under the cloud of an aggressive Florida use tax, which targets owners of new aircraft visiting from out of state. The state Senate has not joined the House in exempting transient aircraft. Amid rumors that United Airlines and U.S. Airways are deep in merger negotiations, the Airline Pilots Association is making clear its opposition to the idea. A field of 669 teams has been narrowed to 100 finalists for the Team America Rocketry Challenge, May 15th at Great Meadow in the Plains, Virginia. The Predator UAV has now logged 1 million fleet hours in almost 80,000 missions since its introduction in 1994. Garmin says the G300 and G3X that it sells into the light sport and experimental aircraft markets will soon be available with synthetic vision. And the FAA grounded a plane being used to tow banners taunting Tiger Woods at the Masters over the weekend. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, ANN's Jim Campbell looks back on highlights from AEA 2010. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.